This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here in Los Angeles yesterday, Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean issued what has quickly become his quote of the week.
The capture of Saddam is a good thing, which I hope very much will keep our soldiers in Iraq and around the world safer. But the capture of Saddam has not made America safer.
Governor Dean made that remark during what his campaign described as a major foreign policy speech. There was a lot more to the 37-minute speech than the section on Saddam's capture. Joining me to discuss Howard Dean's larger foreign policy vision is Michael Frank. He follows the Dean campaign for the Heritage Foundation. Hello, Michael Frank.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And Jacob Weisberg, he's editor of Slate. Welcome back, Jacob.
Hello, Alex. Nice to be here.
First, what do you think was the main purpose of this speech, Michael Frank? Why would Mr. Dean want to give this kind of address at this point in the campaign?
Well, obviously he had planned it before the capture of Saddam Hussein, and I think he felt that he needed to establish his bona fides as far as defense and foreign policy and the war on terror is concerned. As he was rising in the polls, as the sense of inevitability becomes greater, the scrutiny also becomes greater, and none more so than on the issues of national security and our defense posture and our foreign policy interests.
Jacob, did this feel to you like a speech that was written before the capture of Saddam Hussein and then delivered after that powerful event?
Very much so, Alex. Dean is beginning to act less like a candidate in a Democratic primary and more like the nominee apparent. So what he was trying to do with his speech, which was clearly planned before the capture of Saddam, is to pivot and move away from his strident anti-war position, which has given him a lot of traction in the primaries, in the early primaries, and sound much more hawkish and sound much more like someone who can stand up against President Bush on issues of the military and foreign policy.
Nonetheless, the accounts of this speech by a lot of news organizations stress exactly Governor Dean's opposition to the war in Iraq, and it's something that he himself stressed at one point in the speech. Here it is.
Let me be very clear. My position on the war in Iraq has not changed. The difficulties and the tragedies which we have faced in Iraq show that the administration launched the war in a wrong way at the wrong time, with inadequate planning, insufficient help, at the extraordinary cost so far of $166 billion.
But then he goes on to talk about recent occasions in which he has been in favor of military intervention. Jacob, following up on the point that you're making, here he is.
During the past dozen years, I have supported United States military action to roll back Iraq's invasion of Kuwait, to halt ethnic cleansing in Bosnia, to stop Milosevic's campaign of terror in Kosovo, to oust the Taliban and al-Qaeda from control in Afghanistan. And as president, I will never hesitate to deploy our armed forces to defend our country and its allies and to protect our national interests.
So, Michael Frank, which of these two statements do you think better represents Howard Dean's persona and his foreign policy?
In some ways, they both do, because his speech was really a tale of two speeches. He's as disdainful, let's say, of how Bush has conducted the war in Iraq, and he says it very forthrightly in his speech. But on the other hand, he's positioned himself to be a very strong leader when it comes to fighting terrorism both here and abroad. And he's trying to find ways to say that Iraq was a distraction and didn't further the war on terror in any way, shape, or form.
Jacob, how do you think that Governor Dean did in positioning himself as more of a centrist, as you say?
Well, I think he actually blew it because of one line in the speech, which is that capture of Saddam has not made America safer. With that one short sentence, he erased everything he said in the speech that moved him towards a more centrist direction and made that the issue. And, of course, his opponents in the Democratic primaries, who now treat him almost as if he's President Bush in that they try to jump on everything he says, immediately jumped on that. Joe Lieberman said Howard Dean's been in his own spider hole if he thinks the capture of Saddam hasn't made America safer. That was the headline, and I don't think it was the headline he wanted.
Michael Frank and Jacob, if you could give a letter grade in foreign policy to Governor Dean for his major foreign policy speech yesterday, what would it be? Michael Frank.
Well, I guess I'd give him a mixed grade, probably on average a C.
Jacob Weisberg, I'm not sure you'd give him that high a grade.
Well, actually, the line we were talking about notwithstanding, I think it was a pretty good substantive speech, and the criticism of Bush's unilateralism and so on was very, very trenchant. I would give the speech as a piece of writing maybe a B or a B+. What he has to convince people is not just that he can give a speech that sounds intelligent, but that he's someone who can deal with a crisis, with a war, with a situation like this.
Jacob Weisberg, editor of Slate, joining us from New York. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you, Alex.
Michael Frank at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. Michael, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure. Good day.